One, two, three, and.
It takes a worried mom to see.
No more exploitation! No more blah, blah, blah!
If COP is a failure, thousands, millions, people pass from climate change.
No more blah, blah, blah!
That makes me incredibly sad. It can only really tug at your heartstrings.
No one seems to be taking on board that we need to change our lifestyles now.
Now they've kind of left it to us to do something about it.
Change is not going to come from inside there. That is not leadership. This is leadership. This is what leadership is.
It may have started with a girl called Greta, but across the world, a chorus of young voices is erupting. From school strikers to student climate networks, there is a global youth movement against climate change. And all its emotion, action and anger is coming to a head. One question now hangs over this movement and this moment. If COP26 fails, what happens to them and the planet? One group of mothers and children in the city of Sheffield are so worried that they recorded this protest song and took it to Parliament. Their choir, Voices for Action, have appeared on news bulletins and radio shows. At the heart of the song is anxiety.
If it takes a worried child to sing a worried song.
That singer, 14-year-old Mia Hale, expresses what a generation feels.
There are quite a lot of us that want to change, but if the leaders don't take action, then we don't have any chance because they're the ones that can make the difference.
They are suffering from climate anxiety. You know, these children are growing up with the stress of knowing that they're inheriting the mess that we've made for them.
Cap Tuck is the choir's founder.
That makes me incredibly sad. There will be no forgiveness if they don't reach an agreement this week at COP26.
And so one answer as to what happens next is, at the very least, stress. A landmark study by Bath University found that 3/4 of children globally say the future is frightening. Nearly 60% said they felt betrayed by their governments.
People who were going through like climate anxiety.
One leading young climate activist, Jude Smith, just 16, tells us the pandemic has made anxiety worse.
A lot of people felt as if they had their ability to transfer their anxiety into agency taken away.
And if COP26 does fail, he says that anxiety will turn to anger.
I think it'll make them angrier. I think it'll make them angrier. They will come back with more passion than ever. If COP is a failure, there will be very large strikes, very large school protests.
But he hopes that anger will result in action.
I was thinking, I'll bring my laptop and we can do some...
He is part of a group that lobbied the government into investing £1 billion to make schools greener and put climate teaching at the heart of British education. He says action can solve his generation's anxiety.
The best way to reduce it for young people is to get involved. I think that can really help, 100%. It's helped me, I know that.
And so God said to Ezekiel, speak to the bones. Tell the bones.
And already that action is happening in the most unlikely of places. For decades, the Church of England represented the height of tradition and conservatism. Now, young members like Peggy Cook are making services a little more wild.
And flesh would grow on them. And skin.
Her forest church happens amid blustering hilltop winds. In church grounds, she is part rewilding.
On this side, we're hoping to put some more kind of middle-sized trees in to make it a bit more...
Do you feel let down by leaders around the world?
Yeah, because I feel that kind of the real sticking point is actually action. And that there are lots of birds that we think of as being quite British, and so like nightingale, that are getting to the point of no return, in that their numbers are decreasing so much that they aren't going to come back no matter how much work we put into it, and that no one seems to be taking on board that we need to change our lifestyles now in order to have them in the future.
What about the church as well? Because some people will say, well, you know, the church has been here for thousands of years and it's quite late to the environmental debate. Do you think the church has done enough?
I think that there seems to be a lot more action coming through now from the church, as it's realising how much land it actually occupies and how much it can change.
My lighthouse, I will trust the promise, you will carry me safe to shore.
And from mighty institutions to a single boy picking up plastics. For the last year, 13-year-old Alex Penman has gone out to pick litter each week.
You've got quite a picking speed you've developed.
Yeah, I do pick things up very quickly.
How much litter do you think you've picked up in your time?
Oh, I think maybe about 50 bags.
And will you just keep going? I mean, there seems like there's a tide of litter.
Yeah, I would keep going.
And there's another can there. Looking at the future, the rest of your life, you know, you're inheriting this planet from us oldies, if you like. What do you think the future's going to be like for the planet?
It could get worse, but also it could be better if COP actually does do something about this climate change, because if we don't do anything, then blah blah blah, it could all just go horribly wrong.
Blah blah blah, exactly as Greta Thunberg herself said, blah blah yeah. blah. Yeah, let's hope for less blah 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 yeah. and more action, maybe.
Yeah.
Their fear is that while they try to act, leaders just continue to talk. Another global summit, followed by another decade of emissions rises. The activists all know what happens if nothing is done.
You're going to see people lose their homes. You're going to see people lose their livelihoods. You're going to see people die, and that's going to start happening in the UK.
But if COP26 fails, for the youth movement, it could be the biggest test of all. Will it break them or galvanise them? Can they turn individual acts into mass action? They face their own struggles. Since 2019, the youth movement has fractured more, wrangling over different tactics and solutions. And there are questions over whether they can pull off the crowd seen 2 years ago. But they say they won't stop until the planet is safe. There are few certainties in the storm that is the arriving climate crisis, but here's one, at least. These young people will one day grow older and inherit the Earth. And what a world they've been left. Dan Ashby for DW in the UK.
I'm worried now, but I won't be worried long.